It's time for Caveman Corner, presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huffert.
Glad to have you with us on another beautiful Monday. First Monday of the month of October, and it's feeling like football outside right now. As always, we've got some Mishawaka football representation on today's show. Ethan and Dawson Nowacki, a couple of offensive linemen, are going to join us. And also from the Mishawaka soccer team, the head coach Chris Blaisdell will join us in a little bit. I got to get this up front this time because I forgot it until the very end last time. We got to be sure and mention our presenting sponsor, Monterey Mexican Grill, open 7 days a week with daily specials, including breakfast. Get authentic Mexican served fresh daily or catered at your next get-together. Get to McKinley and Division in Mishawaka or online at MontereyMexican.com. Monterey Mexican Grill, it's what you want. And our participating sponsors, Midland Engineering Company, Food Bank of Northern Indiana, Industrial Door of Northern Indiana, Kevin Putz with First Midwest Mortgage, Kurt Outdoor Living, Mishawaka Barnabys, the Mishawaka Education Foundation, and RE/MAX 500. Call 255-5858. How are you tonight, Dean?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, the Mishawaka Cavemen are undefeated in the month of October. That's what we like
that's
to hear,
true.
Right?
That's very true. That's a great way to look at it. And, of course, they're on a three-game winning streak as well after beating Northwood 30-16 Friday. And the last home game of the regular season is this Friday, 7 o'clock, 6:45 pregame here on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. Also, something new this year, sectional draw is Thursday. Do you have any idea, Dean, why they made the switch? Because they've been doing it on Sundays for so long, it's going to be a Thursday this year.
No, it's always been on a Sunday. They haven't given us any indication why, but, you know, if we can get a couple more days, that would be great.
All right, so that is coming up, and we will know this Thursday night what the sectional draw looks like and who Mishawaka will be playing in sectionals. One way or another, regardless of where they play or who they play, two guys are going to be up front on the offensive line playing tackle for Mishawaka. They're brothers, Ethan and Dawson Nowacki. Ethan is the senior. Dawson is the sophomore. Guys, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Glad to have both of you with us. I'm gonna start with this, and Ethan, I will start with you. I imagine that just the general feel and demeanor, a little bit different spring in your step right now on a three-game winning streak compared to how the season got started.
Yeah, well, we started the season 0-3, which was very hard, specifically with how much work we put into the prior to the season. But I think those losses really helped us because it realized that we weren't as good as we thought, and we played those really good opponents. We played Marion and Elkhart, which are undefeated, which I think helped us out later on in the season.
Dawson, I'll flip over to you for this one, because seeing you guys on Fridays, I mean, we don't get to see all the, you know, we get to see the end result. It's usually a lot of rushing yards, but watching the film is what pays off, especially watching you guys. So I'm going to ask you, Dawson, the younger brother of Ethan, between you two, who has more pancake blocks?
I don't know, actually.
I definitely do.
Ethan says he definitely does. And I don't have a number, but I'm just wondering. I'm sure your coaches probably have a number somewhere. So you don't have any idea exactly how many you have. It's just a lot, right?
Yeah, just give me some time.
Well, your brother Ethan says he's got more pancake blocks. Can you eat more pancakes than him?
Oh, definitely.
All right.
<You're> small.
Hey, Ethan, just talk about how the team stayed up during that 0-3 start and how much different the attitude is, the hop in your step as kids started coming back to school today, and just knowing that the team's 3-3 and feeling pretty good.
After those tough losses, Coach Kinder reassured us that if we continued to follow his game plan and do the little things right, that it would eventually pay off and we'd eventually be able to shine. And I think that's what we're finally seeing now, is after weeks of doing the little things right, starting to pay off. And especially with school starting, the little things, including wearing the mask and staying socially distant, are going to be more imperative than ever into making sure our season continues.
Yeah, Dawson, talk about just springing a hole for somebody like Chaz Hardy or Drew Mason or even Justin Fisher. You guys are probably disappointed when coach says you're going to kick an extra point. It hasn't happened very often, but you go for two an awful lot, and that's a lot of confidence, Dawson, in that offensive line.
Yeah, I just think the fact that our offensive line can get some push on some of these tight rushing plays allows us to get just a few yards consistency. So going for the two-pointers is really key.
Ethan, you being a senior, and you've got your brother now, Dawson, of course, playing the offensive line with you, a sophomore. What's this experience been like for you this year with both of you guys playing varsity and being able to play together on that O-line?
Well, I think what a lot of people forgot about was the rigorous months during the quarantine this summer. And while a lot of kids may have not been working out or lifting, Dawson and I were fortunate enough to be able to lift in our basement and push each other in the weight room. So we ran the hills, thanks to Coach Kyle, and with the coordinating of our strength conditioner, Michael Surgeon, we were able to get stronger over the summer break and get better.
Dawson, what's the dynamic like? The older brother, of course, Ethan, plays the same position as you. Are you guys pretty competitive? What's it been like growing up?
Yeah, I'd say it's competitive just because of the fact that we're constantly around each other, constantly practicing the exact same thing. It's going to motivate each one of us to get better compared to the other.
Ethan, how much pride do you have in putting on that Mishawaka uniform? And we know that your mom's one of the biggest cheerleaders out there. That's got to make you feel really good when you've got parents who are so supportive.
Yeah, well, my family has a long history of Mishawaka, and I can still remember some of my earliest memories for going to those Mishawaka games, especially when Sam Schrader played. If you would have asked me if I would rather have met Peyton Manning or Sam Schrader, I would have told you Sam Schrader. I looked up to that man as an inspiration, and now being in that position now as a senior is really motivating for me, as sure as well as the little kids who are in the stands watching.
And Dawson, what's maybe the biggest thing that you've learned from these upperclassmen? Because these seniors, they not only teach blocking, but they probably have a work ethic and they show you some things. And maybe there's even some phrases that you hear that, okay, you know, I'm going to remember that and I'm going to pass that along someday too.
I've learned a lot of integrity from them, especially over quarantine, you know, not having a strict lift plan with a team. You know, my brother and, of course, all the other seniors, we get together, do events on Friday mornings and just lifting throughout the week. But also the common phrase, burn the boats, also stuck with me. You know, means no retreat, you know, no giving up, no turning back. Allows us to just push forward and keep getting better.
Caveman Corner on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT, joined by a couple of Mishawaka offensive linemen, brothers Ethan and Dawson Nowacki. Ethan, Mishawaka, just playing offensive line at Mishawaka is a little bit unique, I think, because, you know, we're used to seeing a lot of these offensive linemen, some of them in two-point stances, like if they're going to drop back to pass. Obviously, you guys run that option attack, and most offensive linemen are down in a three-point stance. But you guys go both knuckles down in the mud. You're down in the four-point stance. So tell me just about that four-point stance and just kind of what it's like to come out of that as an offensive lineman at Mishawaka.
Well, first of all, when you think of the four-point stance, like you said, it's a more of a Mishawaka thing. So whenever you see a four-point stance, it reminds me of Mishawaka. But we use that four-point stance to get an edge on our opponents. We use the four-point stance to fire out and stay low. So if we have bigger opponents, we're not always a bigger opponent, that we can get a leverage on those opponents. And also with the going along with the four-point stance, I give just as much credit to our running backs and halfbacks, Drew Mason and Chaz Hardy, who can take poundings and can get yards after contact, which is just as important as our four-point stance and us drive blocking.
I think I said both knuckles, both fists, of course, because if you only had two knuckles, then, you know, you might be having some other problems other than being down in a 4-point stance. But I've heard that you guys actually, you know, because there are a lot of times where you're trying to draw somebody offside, you guys are down in those stances for a long time. Do you actually practice that at practice, like staying down in that stance?
Not really. We just rely on our strength in the weight room, but especially this week with Northwood, we prepared for them to shift and for us to audible plays. So we have some experience of standing in that stance.
Hey, Dawson, I know you guys don't take any team for granted, but going into the Wawasee game, you have to feel like you've got some confidence that this team's on a roll and that you want to go out and do things early against this Warrior team.
Yeah, I think the whole with us being on a 3-game win streak right now, I think it's very confidence boosting, and we've been stacking good practices on top of each other. With Wawasee's defense, it allows us to use our more simple plays, you know, the roots of the whole Mishawaka offense. So I think it'll be better for us to really practice what makes us Mishawaka.
Hey, Ethan, you touched on it briefly, but you said something about Friday mornings. Could you tell us what you guys were doing on Friday mornings during quarantine? I have a feeling there was a hill involved.
Yes, we would. Us seniors, we got together along with Justin Fisher, and we organized what we called BACCs, in which we organized a bunch of Mishawaka football players who would meet in a backyard at George Wilson, and we would organize these rigorous workouts that go back all the way when Curtis was here. And we got together and we completed these really hard workouts while being distant and while doing all the things to stay safe, and we push each other.
Dawson, you know, there are times when I'm going to get a little technical here, but you guys go with that unbalanced line. You add an offensive lineman to the group out there at times. Does that dramatically change your responsibilities when you do that?
Not too much. Mainly just the third lineman that we add. Typically his role is something else. A lot of times it's to shift the defense to allow us to have more, you know, more uses for our linemen.
Ethan, this Friday could be the last game you play at Steel Stadium, depending on how the sectional draw comes out, where the game is, all that different kind of stuff. Have you kind of thought about that at all as a senior?
I have, and what I thought most about is I don't want to have any regrets after the season's over, whether my final game's away or home. I want to make sure that I can remember when I'm an older man that my last plays on the high school football field were played with my best integrity and left nothing out left on the field.
Yeah, Ethan, I have to ask you, you know, because the summer, there was no guarantee that you guys were going to have a season. You had a game taken away, and that had to hurt. But to know that you've been able to play a season, you've got to be so thankful that you've been able to have these experiences with your brothers, with your coaches, and to represent your high school this season.
Yeah, and I know for many of the top athletes from across the state that training during the quarantine was very hard because lifting for football is very rigorous, and not knowing if we were even going to have a season was hard to get up in the morning and do these lifts. But after all that, and now we finally have a season, I'm very grateful and for all that Mishawaka and IHSA has done for us to ensure that we have a season.
Hey, Dawson, I just got to ask you, besides football, what's the most competitive things that you guys have? You know, the little brother's always trying to beat the big brother.
The eating contests, video games a lot of times, and many events that I'm occurring right now, like driving. You know.
Okay, so before we wrap things up with you guys and bring in soccer coach Chris Blaisdell here in a couple of minutes, I have heard that you guys are both really big Hamilton fans. Is this true?
That is really true.
Yes, this is true.
So can either of you recite any lines from Hamilton?
Dawson, you can go first.
I believe so.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know where to start.
I am not throwing away my shot. Yes, one.
Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm scrappy and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
All right. Well done. Well done. Have you guys actually been, were you able to go see it before, you know, everything shut down and stuff, obviously, would see it in person?
I tried finding tickets in like December of, I'd say, 2017. But just due to, I had wrestled at the time, so due to wrestling and other events going on, it was hard to find tickets.
Yeah, I bet.
So we just stuck to the album.
All right. Sounds good. Well, guys, good stuff. Good luck to you on Friday. Great season so far. Always fun watching all those guys, whoever it happens to be carrying the ball, run behind you. More pancake blocks. We'll be looking for them out there Friday night, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, Ethan and Dawson Nowacki from the Mishawaka offensive line. And again, the Caveman in action Friday night at 7 o'clock. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we've got soccer coach Chris Blaisdell joining us as Caveman Corner continues on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. Caveman Corner continues on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. We are presented by Monterey Mexican Grill. We've got Mishawaka boys soccer coach Chris Blaisdell joining us in just a second. Sean Stiers along with Mishawaka athletic director Dean Huppert. Any business we need to take care of on your end, Dean, before we continue?
Yeah, it's an exciting week right now. As we speak, Bremen's playing Mishawaka in a volleyball game down at the Cave. Tuesday, we've got girls soccer sectional starting. And then the 6th, actually at 6 o'clock at Steele Stadium, our John Young Middle School team's playing Elkhart West in the Big 11 Championship. So it's awesome to have that here. Wednesday, we've got the boys soccer sectional semifinal with Riley and Mishawaka. And Jacob Dixon's in the tennis regional, so he's going to go over to LaPorte and play in the regional. Thursday, we've got girls soccer sectional semifinals at Adams. And we're also going to have the John Young Middle School girls and boys playing at the varsity field. So that's a once-a-year thing that we love. And, of course, Friday night, Mishawaka Wawasee football. And Saturday, it's girls and boys cross-country sectionals at Erskine.
All right.
That time of year.
Very busy week. All right. And as you just said, we've got sectional soccer starting up this week. Sectional semifinal, Mishawaka against Riley. And Riley is hosting that sectional, and right now Chris Blaisdell, the head coach of the Mishawaka boys. Chris, thanks for being patient and thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate doing this, and I always enjoy talking to you guys about soccer.
Always like having you with us. And just I guess to start with, you're coming, you know, toward the postseason right now, but kind of reflect a little bit on what it was like just trying to get into this season and in preparation to get this season started, you know, toward the end of summer.
I'd like to say that it was difficult. I mean, it was difficult in the aspects that you had to constantly tell kids to wear masks and you're constantly reassuring people that everything's going to be okay, that we're going to have a season. But if it wasn't for our support staff and people like Sherry Kaiser and Dean Hupper, Joy Fassett and Linda Weber, it wouldn't have been possible. They made it really easy for us. I feel like their support is what got us through the hardship.
And this has been a season where you also switched conferences, of course, moving to the Northern Lakes Conference. So what's maybe kind of been the biggest transition for you guys going to the NLC?
I think it's the competitive play. I mean, the NLC is such a rough conference when it comes to soccer. And what I mean by rough is they're very competitive in all aspects. There are great soccer programs from Wawasee all the way to Northridge, Plymouth. They know soccer, and it's a good thing for us because in the next few years, we can learn to be competitive and show our strengths more than our weaknesses, of course, when it comes to playing soccer in that conference.
Yeah, Coach, some of the best teams in the state right in the Northern Lakes Conference, and you face them. How much has that helped your young kids? I know you're trying to build a program. We just started middle school soccer last year, but getting those freshmen out there to see the quality, and they probably are learning along with the upperclassmen that we got to get better. We got to keep working.
Well, the idea, too, is you've got young kids on my team. You've got Zara Walker, Lucas Larson, Rudy Pantajoa, and you've got Julius Jadway, and those kids are improving every single day. They could play in the NIC with no problems as starters and all the aspects that they have, but it's really pushed those kids to be stronger. And you can see it because they're constantly working with the ball. They're constantly improving on their game every single day in practice and during games.
Yeah, talk about Riley. You know, you played them before. You made it to the championship of the Cayman Classic, and it was a 2-0 game. You got to feel like it's a matchup in the semifinals that if you can play your game and play the best possible Cayman soccer, you might be able to make it to the championship.
Well, and that's a first for Mishawaka soccer, I think, in the history of Mishawaka soccer. We've never made it to the championship in sectionals, let alone I think we've only won one sectional game. But yeah, Riley, you know how I feel about it, Dean. I'm not sure if you know Sean, but this team is the team that I love to play, because for some reason, when the Cavemen go out there, they play to their fullest and they play the best soccer I see all year. So having them in the semifinal, is just a chance to show us exactly what they've been working on all year.
Well, this, you know, this could sound cliche, but just with what you were talking about, the just the level of competition that you face now in the NLC, but I mean, do you feel like, you know, that could really pay dividends for you now when you get into sectional play, playing some different teams?
Oh, 100%. I feel like it's one of those things that you push so hard in the NLC, and when you come up against a team like this, not saying that they're not competitive, because Riley's always competitive.
Right.
But it just feels like it's a stronger mix, and I feel more confident, and I get really excited. I haven't been able to sleep ever since the sectionals have been announced because it's Riley. And I'm not saying that they're in any ways, but I always felt like they're our rivals as far as soccer, because we play so well against them. Right. And they play so well against us, and we have a good time when we do it in all aspects.
Where do you think that you guys have made the most improvement over the course of this season?
Well, it's been hit and miss, but I definitely think that our scoring has improved so much. I mean, in the first five games, we're at 23 goals, and I haven't seen that since I started. So you're constantly being able to be more offensively, moves towards the goal, and the work ethic has changed tremendously too, because these kids see such a competitive, you know, conference, so they're really putting in the work trying to make things happen.
Coach, nobody has more pride in Mishawaka soccer than you. You played for Mishawaka. You played over at the old Emmons Field. The message that you want to convey to your kids when they hit the field on Wednesday night, talk about that, just what you want them to know, and if there's one thing they have in their mind, what do you want them to take out there?
Well, my thing always goes back to the tradition, like you said, playing at Emmons, and the one thing we always said was, if you don't have rocks in your knees by the end of the game, you're not playing hard enough. And on top of that, though, we like to say we just like to leave it on the field. And we kind of stole something from the football team, so don't tell them. I hope they're not listening. But they say burn the boats, and we say burn the land, because we felt like we wanted to add to that tradition of Mishawaka. So we're going in there, and we're going to leave everything on the field. And that's where the burn the land comes from. That means 100%, you know, aggression, attitude. And I don't know if people have noticed or not, but my team, I feel, is the most – sportsmanship like team there is in Indiana soccer. These kids are always excited, but they're competitive on the field, but at the end we're all understanding that we're friends and we're just being.
Yeah, Sean, just one comment, Sean, before I turn it back to you. But these guys have had tremendous sportsmanship, and they've been honored by the IHSAA and others this year. Really proud of this team.
That's excellent. All right, well, Chris, best of luck to you against Riley this Wednesday. As you said, it sounds like it should be a pretty spirited game. So looking forward to seeing how that comes out, and hopefully able to advance to a sectional championship game.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you guys for having me.
All right. We are presented, of course, by Monterey Mexican Grill, open 7 days a week with daily specials, including breakfast. Visit MontereyMexican.com if you'd like to order online. We're also presented by Midland Engineering Company, Food Bank of Northern Indiana, Industrial Door of Northern Indiana, Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, 287-1152, Kurt Outdoor Living, Mishawaka Barnabys, Mishawaka Education Foundation, REMAX 100. Call 255-5858. Dean Hubbard, had a good time as always. I will see you Friday and talk to you next week right here in Cavemen Corner.
All right, go Cavemen.
All right, for our guests, Ethan and Dawson Nowacki and Mishawaka Boys soccer coach Chris Blaisdell and, of course, Dean Hubbard, I'm Sean Stiers. We will talk to you next week, every Monday at 7, Cavemen Corner on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.